St. Petersburg City Council member Jamie Bennett, who is running for mayor, fired his campaign manager last week. Peter Schorsch was let go by Bennett for distributing a solicitation for campaign contributions in the same folder with two tickets to the city's suite for a Tampa Bay Rays game. The St. Petersburg Times reported over the weekend that Schorsch alleges that he and Bennett conspired to influence community leaders with free tickets. But Bennett denies knowing that Schorsch included tickets with campaign material.
When the Times came and did their first article, and it happened to be about the baseball tickets, he had sent an email. And I asked him at that time, is there any more? And he said no. And then a week later, Aaron Schrockman comes with a folder with two tickets in it, which he had placed under a mat of a neighborhood. And so basically, he lied. And I fired him. Now, the rest of the stuff that's come out, I've answered no to it. But more importantly, I have called each of the affected campaigns and candidates and tried to reach them as best I could. And apologized for any actions that have been tied to myself, my campaign manager, or my campaign. I apologize to the candidates. At this juncture, what happens with ethics or whatever someone's complaining or whatever, we'll deal with. But most importantly, no matter what people do or say or imply, I've answered the allegations, and I think we just have to go forward. It's been very difficult for my family, but we're pretty tough. And I think what's important to understand is I still feel emphatically that I am the best candidate for mayor of St. Petersburg. And a James Bennett campaign, Jamie Bennett for mayor campaign, is going to go forward. I have had interviews this week with new people. And as soon as I select who that is, I will have a press conference. And the Jamie Bennett for mayor campaign will keep going. I think that it's unfortunate, and we tried to give my campaign manager another shot. And I do believe that people need second chances. I firmly believe that. And even after all of this, I still believe it because it's the right thing to do. But when you have broken trust and ethical boundaries which are not maintained, then you can't, that can't just continue. So that was why he was fired, and his service is terminated. His actions now, it's very sad. I think he just needs to figure out what he needs to do with his life and get on with it. And I wish him well.
And so when he placed the folder at the doorstep, you were in the car and you had no idea he was placing tickets in the folder?
I didn't watch what he was doing. I was on the phone. He said, this is the address. He did what he did. I was on the phone, as I recall, through that whole period. He got back in and we drove away. So, and that's all. at no time did I ever tell him that we are trading tickets for anything. And I have given away tickets to honor neighborhood presidents, firemen, policemen, over 8 years. Sunday, we had the Negro Baseball League up in the city box, and it was wonderful. And I think that's the story. And ethical boundaries and the division between where the campaign intersects my council job, they are now stricter than ever. My new campaign manager will be squeaky clean, and the Bennett campaign will be what Jamie Bennett is. and I have apologized. I have taken ownership for my mistakes, and we're going to move forward.
Why does the city have tickets to give away? Is that something that you might look at as a city council member to say, you know, should the city have tickets that it could give away from the Rays to whoever?
Make no mistake about it. The contract that we have, the agreements that we have, allows the city to have the box. There's no food in it. There's not even a bottle of water in it. It's just a ticket. And when neighborhoods get this, they do appreciate it. The other time we honor neighborhoods is with the ice cream social. And so every person that I reconnected with to ask them, did they want to go to the game? Each and every person said they did. And they also said, you know, I do not consider this in any way weird or awkward. They're going to go to the game Friday night. And I hope they have a great time.